morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to my radio station. Today, I want to talk about community and vulnerability. And we're going to start off with a text called Pride. Now, Pride is a book about a Dominican and Haitian family in Bushwick. The protagonist is a girl named Zuri, a very independent person who is focused on school and her future. Or so we thought. When the new neighbors move in, the Darcys, Zuri sees them as rich, cocky, annoying, arrogant, basically anything from good people. And most of all, she hates Darius, the youngest son, because he's so ignorant and thinks highly of himself. But slowly, she begins to like him, and they start dating like some corny forbidden love movie. And after reading Pride, I notice how important the hood and community is to Zuri. We don't really see much of Zuri's other friends in the text. Almost always, it's Charlize, her friend from school. I noticed that they're very, very close, and they could be seen as sisters if you didn't know them. And that is very surprising due to the fact that they act entirely different. Now, Zuri is more girly and focused on school, while Charlize is more of a tomboy, and she hangs out with the boys around the neighborhood. But I think the reason why their dynamic works is because they're fully open with each other. They tell each other everything regardless of the information, and they kind of joke about it. See, when it comes to Darius, in the text, Charlize says, "You better learn to say them fancy words. You're going to go out in the world soon, college girl. And besides, a rich boy from across the street knows how to say it." And we see here how they can jokingly talk about things, although some things are very serious and they can be sensitive topics. And I feel like that brings me to my main point, which is vulnerability is key. And the reason why relationships works is because of that. Now, let's take this out of a book and reflect on some real life things. I've met each of my friends in different interactions, in math class, at lunch, in the hallway. But I feel like what set them apart from the rest was their dependability. The fact that I could always fall back on them, that they would always be there for me. Dependability is one of the building blocks of community and is the number one quality I look for in people. It goes hand in hand with trust, and using this, you can find out how true and supporting somebody is. I remember one day, a couple weeks ago, a couple friends and I met up to hang out. We ate food, talked, and played in the park. As people started leaving due to their curfew, I was left alone with one of my best friends, Sebastian. That's when I realized my phone was dead and I couldn't order an Uber. I know, a nightmare. Just my luck. Instead of leaving with his mom, he gave me a lift to my house. That's when I realized how real and dependable my friend was. I was vulnerable and depending on him, and he pulled through. If I hadn't opened up and depended on him, I wouldn't have gotten my lucky ticket and gotten the lift. Anyway, one reason I really love my friends or community is because they take the edge off of life. I look forward to talking and cracking jokes with them daily. It's like a stress reliever. And even though some of our jokes are whack, we're spending valuable time together being ourselves. When I feel out of it and overwhelmed, they help me connect and get everything in order. Speaking of order, I believe everybody in a friend group has their role. There's always the parent, the most mature one who makes sure we don't do stupid things and basically babysits us, which definitely isn't me. There's the smart one who's a know-it-all and very book smart, but they're very, very clumsy. So they just stick to grades and facts. There's the jokester who knows how to make everyone laugh, and it's like the glue keeping us together. There's a ton more roles, but if I added even more, then we'd just have a 24-hour podcast just off these. What I'm trying to say is communities are a place to ease ourselves and take off any masks or fake personalities. Hence why I'm talking about vulnerability. You know, recently I read a nonfiction article by Harper Sparrow speaking about the importance of community and people who have things in common with you. One of her main points is that each community has their purpose, that they are a specific groups and not just everyone included, because they share common interests that differ from everybody else. She says, each one of these groups and their dynamics are extremely different. They serve distinct purposes and are beneficial to me and other members in their own way. The reason why communities and friend groups work is because they have commonality. After all, I don't talk to people because I like the way they look or something. I talk to them because we go to the same school, we are on the same age, we play the same games, and other things. And I think that using these interests, you can find people who care about the same things and communities who can help. Which brings us back to vulnerability. I know, it's getting annoying, but I had to say it. When you talk to people who share commonality or common interests, you can trust them, open up, and be vulnerable, which makes the dynamics even stronger.